own soul through the gift of writing that God has blessed me with, songs like Healing. But when I think about the generations before and I remember hearing the hymns and the songs of the old school, I think about hearing my grandmother sing on Sunday morning and what she would sing if she found herself in the positions that I found myself in at times. And one song crosses my mind and it goes a little like this. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stay.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, August the 3rd, 2014. So sisters and brothers, Yahushua wants you and me to know that we need to unite with each other, unite with the universe, unite with the power of the Almighty in the universe and within ourselves, because we have been robbed of our power. Our power, we have given it away, and our power has been taken away. Therefore, the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families can do all manner of wickedness against us. This Ebola virus, we have preached researchers that have shown us of the reality that these diseases were created in laboratories to destroy people. We talked about eugenics some time ago and how those in the ruling class and ruling families adhere to a wicked take on eugenics. Eugenics literally having to do with cleaning up the gene pool, cleaning up genetics, new genes, cleaning up the gene pool. So these wicked ones have taken a word that on the face of it is a good word, but have gone wicked with it, saying that all poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white are genetically inferior to the genetic superiority of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So the wicked ruling class and ruling families have commissioned scientists to go into their laboratories and create diseases to kill the human population, whichever portion they, the wicked, decide they want to kill. A program that I recently listened to, the July 30th edition of Guns and Butter on KPFA.org, 94.1 KPFA in the city of Berkeley, state of California. This particular program is titled Dr. Mary's Monkey, Part 1, with Edward Haslam. This individual, being interviewed by Bonnie Faulkner of Guns and Butter, a program you must get acquainted with. The interview with the author, Dr. Mary's Monkey, how the unsolved murder of a doctor, a secret laboratory in New Orleans, and cancer-causing monkey viruses are linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK assassination, and emerging global epidemics. In short, this program is dealing with a particular doctor named Mary, who was an acquaintance of Edward Haslam's father, who was also a doctor. This Dr. Mary began to work for the government in the field of creating cancers and diseases in order to kill Fidel Castro. Look at what's going on in government. Look at what is going on in the scientific community. Look at what is going on in the research community to gather doctors and scientists together, not to help people, but to kill people. Why you want to kill Fidel Castro? Because Fidel Castro got rid of the CIA government that had a stranglehold on the nation of Cuba. Fidel Castro united with the black oppressed underclass and oppressed white underclass as well, majority black and white underclass oppressed. Fidel united with those, overthrew the Batista government. And Batista was a punk and a sycophant who did the bidding of Washington, D.C., Israel, London, did the bidding of the CIA, did the bidding of the mafia, destroying the lives of people. So the people had no power. Yahushua is talking in Revelation about how to get power to determine your life, yourself, as you see fit. And we add to that, in commensurate with the science of the universe, the science of life. So Mary, this lady named Dr. Mary, and others began to create diseases. And what happened is they were using, was it monkeys? They were using the kidneys of an animal. I can't remember whether it was monkeys or whether it was rats. But some type of animal was used to create in the minds of the scientists. They were trying to create the polio vaccination. But they began to transfer cancers with the polio vaccination from the kidneys of this animal they were using. Sounds like it could be an accident, but we know that monies were aggregated so that scientists could create diseases and give these diseases to the human family. Now, according to Haslam on Guns and Butter, when the doctors found out that there was cancer with the polio vaccination and began to give the polio vaccination to human beings, it is called SV40. On the program, they tell us what SV stands for. That's an acronym. The letter S, the letter V is an acronym for something. SV40. And I remember Louis Farrakhan, my minister, saying that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned the Nation of Islam and all who would listen, do not take that vaccination SV40. It is pure cancer. So look, the scientists, after a time, began to know and understand that they had mixed polio vaccine with cancer. And so they had already given this polio vaccine to enough people, enough children, enough men and women, enough children. And I remember how in Jamaica, many came down with polio because the Salvation Army giving blankets to the children and babies, it had polio in the blankets. So one of my favorite reggae groups, Israel Vibration, they're paraplegics, polio. But these scientists in America began to know that cancer was mixed with the polio vaccination, and rather than warn the public, said nothing. Rather than go to their magazines and newspapers and tell the people don't take the vaccination, they said nothing. What was that about? The people had no power. The people are being misused and abused. These scientists are eugenicists who believe in eugenics, destroy the human population in numbers because they consider all of us poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. They consider all of us to be genetically inferior to their genetic superiority. So Ebola is breaking out again. We got to pray. We got to come together, teach one another the knowledge, the science, the reality of what these doctors are doing to us, the knowledge of what the system is doing to our foods, the system is doing to our water, what the system is doing when they raise up a mining corporation in that region in Africa, in this region in Africa. Watch how disease breaks out in those regions and territories so that the people are moved aside and displaced so that the mining corporations can construct a mine to mine the mineral resources, mine wealth, mine gold, coltan. The problem is we have no power. Yahushua in the book of Revelation wants us to take power to rule our lives and rule the universe and rule the earth. Look at Israel. Look at the Palestinians. Palestinians having no power. The government of Israel making it so that it is impossible to have a two-state solution. Let me see if I can find this program on Democracy Now. A leader in the United States Jewish community, my brother Henry Siegman, who is a European Jew that tells the truth about the wickedness of Israel, talking about how Israel is slaughtering innocents. We're on the theme, the people have no power. The people will only have power when we come together and unite with each other and unite with the universe and unite with the Almighty, the power and force of existing and living in the universe and within ourselves. Henry Siegman, whom I love because he is willing to tell the truth on the government of Israel. This is the July 31st edition of Democracy Now. Henry Siegman begins to talk about really how the government of Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu are nothing but hateful liars who continuously give the people a fictitious narrative of their wanting to have a peace with the Palestinian people and have a two-state solution, when at the same time Israel is changing the footprint of the land of Israel-Palestine, creating settlements all over the place, Jewish settlements in and out and all over the place, so much so that it is impossible for the Palestinians to have a state of their own. So everything out of Benjamin Netanyahu's mouth, all of it lies, fictitious narrative. He begins to talk about how this killing, this destruction is wrong. It's against international law, against morality, slaughtering of innocents, and causing the people to believe that these folk are sincere when they're not. I thank you, Henry Siegman, for telling the truth on Israel and letting us know that this is nothing but wickedness that is going on. I was listening to Your World News, and Solomon Commission, and Dreitzer, and Brother Tim were talking about the same situation and really how the Palestinian people have no power. Even breaking it down, some wonder why it is that Egypt, who claims Islam, seems to be antagonistic towards the Palestinian people and Hamas, and won't open up the tunnels that would allow the Palestinian people to have an outlet out of Israel-Palestine and move goods and weapons if they so choose. We don't believe in weapons, but we know in this fallen state of mankind, when your life is on the line, you, many, will seek weapons in the physical to combat the weapons of a big old military like Israel. Now, why is it that there seems to be animosity between Egypt and Hamas? Brother Dreitzer, I hope I have his name correct, was talking about how Hamas allied with the Muslim Brotherhood, how they desired to unite with the so-called terrorists in Syria against the Assad government. And so I think it's Sisi in Egypt did not want to go along, and the military in Egypt did not want to go along with Mohamed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood and the leadership of Hamas, who wanted to go into Syria and kill Syrian people and overthrow the Assad government. Isn't that interesting? Webster Tarpley backs that up and has been saying that the leadership of Hamas is playing games. Hamas needs to be friends with Egypt so that the Palestinian people can have a friend. But Hamas apparently, according to Webster Tarpley, is sending quote-unquote terrorists up into the Sinai Peninsula to do damage against Egypt, apparently, causing unnecessary enmity and animosity between Egypt and the Palestinian people. Now, we know that this plays into the hand of the Israeli government and Benjamin Netanyahu, because they want to justify all of this killing that they have been doing against the Palestinian people. Going into Gaza, going into the West Bank, these two territories are not in the same region. There, one is on the western side of Israel and the other is on the eastern side. The West Bank is on the west bank of the Jordan in the east of Israel-Palestine. Gaza Strip is in the west southern portion of Israel-Palestine. So you see, it's hypocritical to say we want to, this is Benjamin Netanyahu, telling us he wants to just go after Gaza, but you're destroying sisters and brothers in the West Bank. What do they have to do with Gaza, with Hamas? The West Bank is controlled by the Palestinian Authority and Fatah. Gaza controlled by Hamas. But the point is, the people have been robbed of their power. And so these folk in government, Benjamin Netanyahu, technocrats, manipulating people, using Hamas to justify wicked actions against the masses of the people. Now, the masses are in support of Hamas insofar as Hamas is putting up a resistance in the bombs against Israel. But according to my brother Tim on Your World News, most of those bombs go over orchards, not over populations, places populated with people. And so the few that would stray over populations of people are easily dealt with the weaponry that America has given to Israel. But the people are in need of power to rule their lives, and Yahushua wants us to have the power to rule over our lives, and that we would rule our lives in unity with the universe, in unity with life, in unity with existing. Now, we said some time ago that when you look at those three Israeli teenagers that were kidnapped, they were apparently killed by Al-Qaeda affiliates in Israeli territory. Hamas had nothing to do with that. Palestinians had nothing to do with that. That is a false flag operation, inside job done to justify the bloodshed and the warfare and the destruction of Palestinian people. Think about that, sisters and brothers. Those three Israeli boys, teenagers, had no power over their lives. They are victims of the Israeli government doing the bidding of the House of Rothschild, as well as the Palestinians are victims of the same wicked forces. We are talking about why it is that we do not have power. Global Research, CA, shows us that Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli government officials have set up medical hospitals in, is it Golden Heights, to facilitate the well-being and the health of the so-called Islamic terrorists who have nothing to do with Islam but are mercenaries killing and destroying and facilitating chaos so that Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel and London and Washington, D.C. can and Vatican City can justify warfare and bloodshed and death against the Palestinian people. They show a picture, Global Research, of Benjamin Netanyahu shaking hands with the so-called Islamic terrorists who have nothing, I say again, to do with Islam, but use Islam to do what? To manipulate poor, oppressed Arabic, Islamic, North African, Middle Eastern, Muslim men who have no power. All of us being manipulated. They have no power. Poor, oppressed, Middle Eastern, North African, European, Muslim men having no power. Now you have someone using the religion that you love to justify being a killing mercenary, kill Iraqi Christians and Muslims, kill Afghanistan Christians and Muslims, kill Syrian Christians and Muslims. You have the same with Boko Haram, killing Christians and Muslims in Nigeria, manipulating poor, oppressed men who can't see any way out but to become a killer mercenary. We need power to rule our lives. We need to unite with poor working class masses of oppressed peoples all over the earth, sisters and brothers. We need to become Yahushua. We need to understand that every cell in our physical structure is the Christ Atum, atom of life that facilitates the word, the neutron of the Almighty to take on human nature and the flesh of the universe. We must unite with the science of the universe. We must take power back from the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Hath an ear, the mental capacity to think and understand, being used to take control and possession of your portion of the universe. You have a right to your portion of the universe. You have the right to exercise your power to rule your life as the Most High and the universe sees fit, so that you and I may take possession over that portion of the universe that is our inheritance. Do not they talk about being inheritors and joint heirs with Christ? That is what this means. That scripture, that phrase, joint heirs with Christ. The heir, Christ is the heir of the universe. And you and I are all the body of Christ, and each and every one of us are heirs of our portion of the universe. And only as we come together and take power, take our minds, take our thinking, take our lives out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, only then will we be able to gain access to our portion of the universe. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.